This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I do want to share this story with you guys. So Jeremy Fowler of ESPN, also Dan Graziano of ESPN, they wrote a column earlier today about some of the latest buzz, inquiries, trade rumors, etc. And there were two names that were thrown out for the Kansas City Chiefs as wide receiver potentials. One name is going to continue to come up. The name is Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper makes all the sense in the world for the Chiefs to go out and get. We're talking about a veteran wide receiver who is not making a lot of money this year. It is a clean break when you were talking about his contract. Do you guys want to know what Amari Cooper's base salary is for this season? It's $1.2 million. Now, there's some restructure money that's in there and, you know, some funny money and some math, but the cap hit for Amari Cooper is $8.7 million. Now, some of that cap hit has obviously already been paid out. He's already played games for the Cleveland Browns. So the Amari Cooper name is never going to leave the conversation because I don't think the Browns are making the postseason, and you have a player who is valuable that you could trade and get a second or third round pick for. Amari Cooper is 30 years old. Now, I don't know if Amari Cooper maybe fixes some of your long-term questions that you have, but if you are looking for a fix in the middle of the season, Amari Cooper's name should absolutely be at the top of the list. Would you rather catch passes from Patrick Mahomes or continue to catch those ground balls being thrown at you from Deshaun Watson? So I think Amari Cooper would absolutely accept the trade. He played for the Cowboys. He played for the Raiders. Now you play in Cleveland. You want a chance to win. You want a chance to compete and have a chance to win a championship. So there's no question in my mind that Amari Cooper would be excited about a trade, and a trade for him would make a lot of sense. Now, there was another name that was thrown out there, and I wish I'd seen this earlier because I would have asked Sean Marash about this. The other name that was thrown out was Darius Slayton. Now, maybe that is not a name that gets you all excited, but I would like to at least point this out about Kansas City, and this is not me being negative. We all follow the Chiefs. You know what I'm saying is true. How big of spenders do you think the Chiefs are willing to be a wide receiver? If you don't think that they're willing to trade a first or a second round pick, and they want to kind of go bargain basement, bargain bin, buy low with decent return, you aren't getting a great name at the deadline. That's not the way that this works. So if you think the Chiefs don't want to spend big, you don't think they're going to be major players, you need to be shopping in the Darius Slayton aisle. Now, that is not the direction that I would go. I would go more toward the Amari Cooper. I like the Deontay Johnson name that has also been thrown out there for Kansas City. But Darius Slayton is a decent, to me, third or fourth option. I think with the injuries that they have, and we need to find out 100% what the status is going to be for Rashee Rice, and I think we'll find that out at some point over the course of the next couple of weeks, I think they need two wide receivers. So if you were telling me that one plan is to go get DeMarcus Robinson or Darius Slayton, someone in that vein, and then the next plan is to maybe swing a little bigger and go get an Amari Cooper, a guy who can win consistently on the outside, and a guy that can be a de facto number one for this team, sign me up. I'm just looking right now at their wide receiver room. They don't have a lot. They might have just lost Mecole Hardman. We'll see what happens. He wasn't able to practice on a Friday. He was a guy that you were going to be counting on. Knows the system, veteran guys, played with this team, played with this organization. This was going to be Mecole Hardman time to be your number two, number three wide receiver. Now you don't have him. They just don't have a lot of bodies and proven production in that room. Darius Slayton is an okay choice. If you're asking me again, Who would you pick? Amari Cooper would be my number one. Deontay Johnson would be my number two. I would swing a little bit bigger at wide receiver. Maybe the Chiefs think the same thing that I think. We're going for a three-peat. We understand that we got to push our chips a little bit more in the middle. Now, I wouldn't trade a number one for Amari Cooper. Not even sure if I would give you a number two for Amari Cooper. But you're telling me a third-round pick, so we're talking about a pick that's closer to 100 than it is to 75. Yeah, that seems about fair for me. That seems about right for a guy who has proven production in his past and also a guy that's not going to cost you a lot of money. Amari Cooper makes a lot of sense for Kansas City to be making phone calls.
Cooper's definitely the sexier name, and I know that he was traded to the Browns for, what, a fourth or a fifth? I can't remember the exact contract. But one thing about Cooper, and to an extent Johnson, that I think we need to be aware of as Chiefs fans is, as quiet as kept, the 2025 wide receiver room is barren. So if you are going to be trading a premium draft pick, I'm talking first, second, or third, I would like, and I imagine Brett Veach would like, to get a guy back with multiple years left on his deal, because as it sits right now, and I know there is a lot of time where things can change, but as it sits now, next year's wide receiver room is Rashee Rice, who we believe will either be suspended or coming off an injury.
Both.
Both. Yeah. The severity of the injury.
That doesn't seem like an either or to me. That seems like a capital B, capital O, capital A, capital F, both situation.
So that's what wide receiver one in your room next year. You're going to have Xavier Worthy in year two of his contract, and then Marquise Brown, do you bring him back after basically playing no games? I don't know.
You're going to be able to get him for the dirt, though.
He's a TBD. You can't consider him a lock to come back.
I don't have a problem with you bringing Hollywood back, because his injury is not a leg injury.
That's fair.
A shoulder injury. So he's a guy that's kind of known for his speed and his shiftiness. We don't think that the injury has any effect on that. I don't have any problem bringing Hollywood back on another one-year cheap, heavy incentive-laden. We're going to sign you for a one-year, $3 million deal that could be up to $8 million if you hit certain incentives.
So you and I agree. I would like to see him come back in some form or fashion. But right now, he's not under contract next year. And that's kind of it for your wide receiver room in 2025. And I know you can find wide receivers in the fourth, fifth, and sixth round. It happens all the time in the NFL. It has not historically happened to this franchise. The fourth, fifth, and sixth round picks they have used at wideout are more Cornell Powell types than they are, ooh, what a steal types. So if you are going to trade for a wide receiver, I would like a wide receiver who is carrying an option or a contract or some sort of protection to go into 2025, especially if you're going to give up a premium pick to do it. Because if you're telling me you're bringing Amari Cooper in for a second, you rehab his career, and he does great here, you know what he's going to want in the offseason? Money. You know the Chiefs historically have never done a wide receiver? Giving wide receiver money. So now you're going into next year down a receiver and a pick. I would target guys who have multiple years.
This is where I think you and I just view team building differently. Like, you're more worried about 2026 than I am, at least for this team, when you got a chance to go for history. I'm willing to gamble a little bit more coming off the back-to-back Super Bowls and knowing the importance of the season. You're not going to have Travis Kelce in 2027 to pair with that other piece. So if you got a chance to go for it now. And a texter brings up a good point. Amari Cooper was traded to Cleveland for a fifth-round pick. So that's not a guy that is going to elevate in his value. This is the guy that, I mean,
to be fair, a lot of that was contract. He was carrying an albatross of a contract in Dallas.
100%.
That is part of it.
He is now a 30-year-old wide receiver. He's a 30-year-old wide receiver. If you're telling me Arizona couldn't trade DeAndre Hopkins, who we know had four or five teams that were super interested in him, you... Amari Cooper ain't worth a second-round pick. That is not what it is. Hey, you don't get Amari Cooper. He's now played 2 years. Now you can turn your fifth into a second-round pick. No, that's not how this works. Amari Cooper is worth a fifth or a fourth-round pick. Would you trade a fourth or a fifth-round pick for Amari Cooper? It is a no-brainer to me, given their wide receiver room. And it's not even that expensive. Some names are being thrown out on the text line, like DeAndre Hopkins. I just don't think DeAndre Hopkins makes a lot of sense, because DeAndre Hopkins costs, and this is not exaggerating, he costs six times more than Amari Cooper. DeAndre Hopkins' base salary is $8.2 million this year. DeAndre Hopkins' cap hit is $18.8 million. I just don't see the Chiefs trading for that player. Not the Chiefs that I know. Not a 32-year-old DeAndre Hopkins who has an $18 million cap hit. Now, it's not going to be that in Kansas City, but that cap hit for Amari Cooper is going to be next to nothing. Next to nothing. after all of this is done. So great reporting from Jeremy Fowler. He is turning into one of the better reporters in the game. Dan Graziano, two guys well-respected in the industry, throwing out some names that keep coming up. The Amari Cooper name is not going anywhere. He just makes too much sense for a contending team. For a wide receiver needy team, Cleveland is missing the playoffs. Amari Cooper is not going to re-sign next year in Cleveland. Trade him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.